Everything is based on the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Our topic today is don't settle for less. Would you agree with me that many people today settle for good enough? My marriage isn't what it could be, but at least we're staying together. It's good enough. I don't like this job, but at least I have a job. It's good enough. I'd love to make A's in school, but I'm not that smart. These C's are good enough. How many people do you know? They once had a big dream. They were excited about their future. They hit some bumps. They hit some delays. Now they've gotten discouraged, thinking it's never going to happen. They've come to accept that less is going to be their lot in life. Because you've not seen it happen, can I tell you, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Don't make the mistake of settling for good enough. Good enough is not your destiny. You're a child of the Most High God. You have seeds of greatness on the inside. You were created to excel. Right now you might be struggling with your health, struggling with your finances, struggling with an addiction. You might be telling yourself, it's been this way a long time now. You might just be coasting, thinking, what's the use? It's always going to be this way. Our message today is that you got to get your fire back. Why? Because it's not over until Krishna or God says it's over. Start dreaming again. Start believing again. Start pursuing again what Krishna put in your heart. Ask yourself this question today. Are you going to settle? Are you going to stretch? There are two voices with us. One says, by Krishna's grace, I can do all things. And the other says, you'll never lose the weight. Your metabolism is off. You'll never break that addiction. One wants to stretch, one wants to settle. And don't believe the lies. You've reached your limits. You'll never get any good breaks. Where you are is where you're always going to be. If you want to see the best that Krishna or God has in store, you have to have this attitude. I'm not going to let good enough be good enough anymore. I was created to excel. I was created to live a healthy life. I was created to overcome obstacles. I was created to fulfill my destiny. Therefore, I am not going to settle. I am going to stretch. I'm going to let go of what didn't work out and reach forward to the new things that Krishna has in store. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna's devotional incarnation, who appeared in India 500 years ago, gave us this greatest boon, the Maha Mantra. And he said, in this current age of Kali, one simply has to Kale Doshe Nidhaya Rajan Kirtanya Vidakrishna Mukti Sangha Parampaja. One simply has to do one thing in order to attain perfection in their walk with God, and that is to honor Him by chanting His holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Some of you might want to consider following Lord Chaitanya's footsteps, taking Lord Chaitanya's advice. Why? Because you lost your fire. You need to get your fire back again. At one time, you knew you were going to break that addiction, beat that sickness. You knew you were going to get married. You knew you were going to start that temple, preach, change people's lives. And so far, because it hasn't happened the way you thought and on your timetable, you've started to accept. It's probably not going to happen. You got comfortable with good enough. Krishna is saying to you what he said to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was retired in the holiest place of India, in Vrindavan, where Krishna performed his pastimes. His salvation was guaranteed, but Krishna came to Prabhupada through his spiritual master, told him that you have dwelled long enough in the holy place of Vrindavan. Now it's time to get out of your comfort zone. You've settled long enough here, now it's time to stretch. Why? Because Krishna has new levels in front of you, new opportunities, new relationships. Prabhupada used to joke that he had 5 children in the natural. They didn't particularly care for him. After he stepped out, crossed the ocean, and came to the Western countries in order to honor the Lord sent him 5,000 disciples. Children, every one of whom would have laid down their life for Srila Prabhupada. I met one of Prabhupada's disciples in 1970 in downtown Sydney. His name was Upendra. Upendra planted the seed of Krishna consciousness in Australia, came all alone to the continent down under with no money and no resources. Somewhere they just talked about Krishna with whomever he met. I was one of those people. Stir up the promises that until now you might have pushed down. Stop saying, I'm too old, I'm not good enough, I don't have the finances, I don't have the connections. None of that matters. Why? Because Krishna's already got it all figured out. All you have to do, start dreaming again, start believing again, start pursuing again what Krishna put into your heart. He'll make a way where you don't see a way. Krishna can connect you. Krishna can open doors that no man can shut. What he whispered in your spirit will come to pass if you allow. Just because you gave up doesn't mean Krishna gave up. You might have changed your mind about the addiction, the marriage, the health, but the good news is that Krishna did not change his mind. He still has a victorious plan in place for you. There's an old story about a traveler who hiked for many miles across the desert. His water supply was gone. He knew that if he didn't find water soon, he was going to perish. In the distance, he noticed an abandoned cabin. And once he made it to the cabin, he discovered an old well. And he noticed a tin can tied to the pump there with a note inside. Quote, "Dear stranger, this water pump is in working condition, but the pump needs to be primed in order for the water to come out. Under the white rock, I buried a jar of water out of the sun. There's enough water in the jar to prime the pump, but not if you drink any first. When you're finished, drink as much as you want, refill the jar, and put it back where you found it for the next stranger who comes this way. Go ahead and prime the pump. Believe me, it works." The story goes. Do you have today a get-by mentality? Krishna, God, breathed a part of his very own self into each and every one of us. Each and every one of us have the DNA of Almighty God. And we are never created to be average, to struggle, to have to take the leftovers. No, you're equipped, empowered, fully loaded, fully packed, lacking nothing. Now, don't you dare settle for second best. Draw a line in the sand and say, that's it. I've let good enough be good enough for long enough. Today's a new day. May not happen the first time, the fifth time, the 230th time, but I'm not going to settle. I'm going to start stretching my faith, looking for opportunities, meeting new people, taking steps to improve, becoming everything that Krishna created me to be. I'm going to ask myself, do I want to be a weakling or do I want to be a warrior? Your marriage is worth fighting for. Your dreams are worth fighting for. Your health, your children are worth fighting for. You got to dig in your heels and say, I'm in it to win it. I know that Krishna didn't bring me this far to drink just one little pitcher of water. I'm not going to settle for halfway, three quarters away, nine tenths of the way. I'm going to make it all the way. Some of us came to a point and settled. I've been sick a long time. I've had this addiction since high school. I don't know how I'd start my day without it. I've been single a long time. Our encouragement today, pull up your stakes from the land of good enough. You had your tent pinched there too long. Now you got to break camp and move to the land of stretching your faith, reviving your dreams, moving forward to the next level. Right now, the creator of the universe is arranging things in your favor. Pull up that stake of addiction. Get back in shape. Pull up the stake of being lonely. Meet the girl of your dreams. Pull up the stake of settling where you are. Plant another temple. Start another mission. Mentor some young people. Organize a festival. Let's get back to the beginning. Remember when you started out as a youth, you knew you were going to make a difference. Over time, however, grinding out those studies, taking those tests, meeting those deadlines, getting married, paying the mortgage, raising the kids, somewhere along the line, making a difference turned into just making a living. I heard about a professor at a major university. At one final exam, he gave the students the option of taking the test and seeing how they could score. And the other option was just not bother taking the test. They could just turn the paper upside down, walk out, and the teacher would give them an automatic C. That's what 50% of the students did. Opted out and took the C. For those who took the test, the teacher gave them an automatic A. What was he teaching there? He was teaching them to always strive for the higher ground. I wonder, in our own lives, How many times have we settled for a C, not realizing that Krishna had an A in our future? The problem is, if you keep taking the C's, you'll never capture the A's that Krishna wants you to have. It's easy to make excuses. I'll never get over this sickness. Guess I'll have to learn to live with it. I'm getting up there in years. My health's starting to go down. I'll never break this addiction. This guy I'm dating, he doesn't treat me right, but I may never meet anyone else. I'm sure it's easier. It's more comfortable if you don't stretch, but you'll never be truly fulfilled if you keep settling for C's. The A's are worth fighting for. There's nothing sadder, I think, than coming to the end of life and thinking, what could I have become had I not repeatedly settled for good enough? What could I have been if I hadn't taken so many C's, but instead pressed forward to be my very best? And you may have taken some C's in the past. I have, you have, we all have. But make a decision with me today to go for the A's. True, what can I do? I married a C. Not going there, thank you very much. Here's the key. If you're not seeing in your life what Krishna promised in your spirit, then you need to keep moving forward. It is said the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you found out why. Why are you here? I'll tell you. You're here to please God. You're created by Him to love Him with your heart, your mind, and your soul. You may now be working beneath your potential, not even using all that is in your heart, mind, and spirit. But don't slack off. Keep being your best. Just see it as only a temporary season that you're passing through. You may be in a limited environment, but you are not limited. That's where you are. That's not who you are. Even if you're in a good place, good family, good job, good house, good transportation, Krishna has blessed you. But still, you know, there are greater things out in front of you. It might be easy to think, I'm happy, it's good, I have no complaints, Krishna's been great to me, but I've learned that the good is the enemy of the great. For instance, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Kamas tastiya ganaha prapadinti ananuha. Why worship demigods when you could worship God? Imagine you take a man out to dinner on your company's expense account, tell him your best jokes, wine and dine him, and then ask him if you can get the contract. The man responds, well, I'm just the vice president. I'll take your proposal back to the president and get back to you with the decision. Then you're thinking, oh, why did I spend all this time and money on this guy when I could have done everything right directly to the president? Similarly, when Krishna was on the planet, the local inhabitants of Vrindavan, where he had appeared, had an annual habit of worshiping Indra, the lord of rainfall, so that they get good crops and pursue their agricultural interests. And Krishna said, why worship Indra? Why don't we worship the cows in Govardhan Hill, which are very, very special, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was Krishna himself on the planet at that time? Says, you are already eternal associates of mine, appearing as my father and my mother and my other relatives. So why would my eternal associates want to lower themselves to worship one of my puny, insignificant demigod expansions? So the Lord was reminding his eternal devotees that they need not divert their attention to any lesser divinity than Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said, water from a huge reservoir will serve all the purposes of the small ponds. Now, the small ponds are good, but the reservoirs, the lakes, and the oceans are great. Krishna breathed part of himself inside us, not for good things to happen, but so that we could accomplish great things. We're meant for higher purposes. Most of us in America today can say that Krishna's been good to us. He's blessed us with health, a family, a job, education, opened doors that shouldn't have opened. He's shown his favor. He's protected us. But can I tell you tonight that those blessings were not ends in themselves? They were only temporary provision, rest stops on the road back to home, back to Godhead. Blessings are not the end goal. After every blessing that comes from God, there is not a period, but a comma. Krishna wants to see what you're going to do with the blessing. Krishna wants to see if you'll decide to prime the pump with the jug or drink the jug selfishly for yourself. He wants to take us somewhere greater than we could have ever imagined. And his blessings are the currency to spend to get there. He's the property, it is said, of those who have no property except the shelter of his lotus feet. Don't make the mistake of making your temporary provision something permanent. Don't build a house where you should only be pitching a tent. Yes, Krishna's been good to you, but you haven't seen nothing yet. If you keep Krishna first place, Hare Krishna, your future will far supersede your past. Thank Krishna for the protection, the provision, the favor. But if it is not more than you can ask or imagine, then you need to be bold enough to pick up your stakes and release your faith into the fullness of your destiny. I don't know about you, but I don't want to settle here. Krishna has thousands of times more in mind, more joy, more peace, more wisdom, more divine love, more creativity, more incredible missions. Let's take the limits off Krishna this afternoon. He's the Lord of increase. He wants more for us than to settle and maintain. Going back in my own history, there was a time when I thought, if we could just build a temple in Spanish Fork, that would be the perfection of my life. I don't see how it's possible. It seems incredible, but I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop dreaming of just someday building a temple in Spanish Fork. Well, I'm standing here before you tonight, 21 years after that temple opened, and I realize now that temple wasn't the end goal. It was only a step on the way to a much bigger plan of the Lord. Back in the day when we have our festivals here in Spanish Fork, Holy Fest, Hindu Fest, Diwali, people being tired of the city up there would come down, get away for a day with their kids and enjoy the festivals in Spanish Fork. They'd come two or three days a year, and when they get home to Salt Lake City, then Krishna would be out of their minds. Krishna himself had an antique plan already set up in place. He wanted to show his all-pervasiveness. So in 2019, 18 years after we opened this temple, Krishna's mercy enabled us to open another great temple in Salt Lake City, a 10-minute drive from a million people. We still have our festivals in Spanish Fork. People still come down from Salt Lake for those festivals two or three times a year. But now when they go back to Salt Lake City, Krishna's there too. It's harder to forget him. He gets you coming and going. Speaking of all pervasiveness, Krishna's radio station, which brought us to Utah in the first place, has been pumping out the transcendental vibrations now for over 40 years. I talked to a real estate agent last Friday evening. He told me 25 new families are moving into Utah every day with the opportunity to visit the Krishna temples, attend the festivals, and listen to Krishna radio. And Krishna had all that in mind. Long, long, long time ago, before I even knew where Utah was on the map. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Klesho, Bhuni Apasharani, Karmani Chavi Padam, Dehin Ambishan, Neto Tayiva Pratam Tayiv. The translation is, non-God conscious persons are always anxious to accumulate wealth for their sense gratification, but for that purpose they must work very hard, and yet even though they work hard, the results are not satisfying. Indeed, sometimes their work results only in frustration. Look at Ukraine, look at all the beautiful cities, look at all the infrastructure that was built up at great pain and great cost, and inside of 10 days it's all destroyed. Would you agree with me? That's disappointing. Would you agree with me? That's frustrating. But devotees who have dedicated their lives to the service of the Lord, it is said, can achieve transcendental results without even working very hard. And these results exceed the devotees' expectations. The results of the hard work of the non-devotees falls far short of their expectations. The pleasurable singing, dancing, and honoring the Lord of the devotees, the result greatly exceeds their expectations. So you may be blessed today. Krishna's been good to you, but if you keep him first place, what is in your future is exceedingly above and beyond. He's got newer victories in store for you, newer ground to break, places to take you that you've not been before. Things out of the ordinary are coming your way. Krishna has A's lined up in your future. You don't have to find them. They're going to find you. When you honor Krishna, blessings will chase you down. My challenge today is, don't settle where you are. Don't settle in your health. Don't settle in your relationships. Don't settle in your career. Don't settle in your walk with the Lord. Keep stretching. Keep growing. Keep dreaming. Don't let good enough be good enough. Some of you have been in that same place long enough. Time to pull up your stakes, start moving forward again, enlarge your vision. Time to make room in your thinking for the new things that Krishna wants to do. Don't let your temporary provision become permanent. If you'll learn this principle of stretching and not settling, then you're going to see the fullness of what Krishna has in store. Krishna did not create you to be good, ordinary, average. He created you to be a barrier breaker, a history maker, a way maker, a light to others in this life and next life. He wants you back to home, back to Godhead, where life is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.